Danny, give me a real clear picture of what you want me to do on these VIP gigs. And I have to ask you something. Am I going to be a sous chef in name only, or are you going to give me a chance to really assist you and cook? Arthur, you blew me over when you had me to dinner a couple of months ago. To be honest, I was going to hire a sous chef who had some restaurant experience, and I was going to hire you as a bodyguard. I sincerely hope that I never need one again, but if I do, you're the one I want. However, when I got home after dinner that night, all I could think about was how good the food you'd prepared was, and what an excellent cook you've become. I knew from all our conversations over the years how much you enjoy cooking. By the time I was ready for bed, I decided to ask you if you'd like the job as my sous chef, and I haven't regretted it for a moment. You were with me for 8 years at the television station, so you pretty much know my cooking routine and how I like things. I think having you become my sous chef is a natural, but I'm sure some of the employees who work for you at your security business would think otherwise. Which reminds me, have you told any of them about this? Arthur seemed embarrassed and then said, No, I can't think of too many things that are farther apart than being a sous chef and a lean, mean killing machine, as you put it. Somehow, they don't belong in the same sentence. I just decided that the people who work for me in my security business are my employees, and if they find out that I'm sous chef, well, so what? Even I'm entitled to have a hobby. Sounds fair to me, but I'm sure when we go to other places and are met by the people who contracted with the VIP catering services, they're going to wonder about my large, scary sous chef. That's probably true, but once they taste what they hired us for, it will be forgotten. Agreed. Now, to business. I sent out notices about the new business, along with a price list, to a huge list of contacts I've developed over the years. She held up a sheaf of papers. Arthur, just from the responses I've already gotten, we're just about set for the next couple of years. Are they pretty much all in the California area? He asked. No. And fortunately, I know how much you like to travel. I've been asked to do VIP catering in Savannah, France, Greece, Italy, and probably 20 other places. I'm absolutely amazed because my prices are exorbitant, and I have some special needs which must be met, she said. I'm not surprised at the response, Danny. You're practically a household name because of all your years on television. But what special needs have you asked for? Let me preface this by saying that I don't have to work. You know that I inherited a lot when my parents died in the plane crash, and that, along with the money I earned while I was on television, leaves me free to do pretty much what I want. So I decided that if I was going to do this, I would only take the jobs that would allow me to travel to new and exciting places where I've always wanted to go. That was my number one criterion. Number two was that the client would provide a private plane for me, so I can take Kiku, my dog, with me wherever I go. Third is that luxurious accommodations will be provided for my sous chef and me. And fourth is that I have complete control over the food that will be served, which means I decide what the menu will be. End of sentence. Quite frankly, Danny, I would think people would really balk at that last one. Yeah, I thought the same thing. But these people just want to say Danny Rossetti prepared it. They don't care that much about the menu. I'm sure you've read about the huge amounts of money some singers get paid to do a couple of songs for some sheik in Dubai. Well, this is kind of the same thing. It's their egos being massaged by themselves because they can afford to hire me and fly me in for the event, thereby impressing their friends or colleagues. Okay, I get it, Arthur said. Let me ask you something else. Why are you even bothering to do this? I mean, with your money, you could charter a private plane and go to these places as a tourist. You don't have to work. We both know that. You're right, Arthur, but we both know how much I love to cook.